Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Logue, who's co-CEO with Alliance Flooring. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us this morning. You actually, unfortunately, could not make your annual meeting down in Florida this year, and so I just ended a few days ago, and I thought we'd get on the telephone, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about it. Let's see. Where was it in Florida?
It was in Orlando, Florida, at the Gaylord Palms.
Okay, yeah, it's a nice place. Did the weather behave for you?
Yes, it did. It was, you know, we had a day in the 50s and then a bunch of days in the 60s. And, you know, for a lot of our dealers in the Midwest, it was like a heat wave.
Yeah. And for those people that just need a refresher on Alliance Flooring, you're actually a buying group of, you have several different brands. You have Carpets Plus, Color Tile, Carpetland USA. Is that, and you have about the number of stores basically at retail, about 450 stores. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. We've got actually it's Carpets Plus, Color Tile, Carpetland, Color Tile, and Floorco.
Okay. All right. Floorco being a direct to trade.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So tell us, first, let's start with the tone. You know, everybody's curious right now about what retailers are thinking out there. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we were totally surprised about the positive, upbeat attitude of 90% of the members there, and it was really refreshing. They had a great time and learned a lot, and a lot of discussion early on about traffic had picked up in their stores, and they could see business coming back, and they might have to hire some people back that they let go, and so it was really, really upbeat.
Okay, so they're starting to see more traffic in the store. That's very interesting to hear, especially with the weather patterns we've had lately.
Yes, that's correct. And, you know, they just almost, like I say, about 90% of them were echoing the same sentiment.
Yeah,
even with the weather, that's what I thought. Boy, but it was very, very positive, and a lot of discussions about that.
Now, are they doing anything to create this store traffic, or they just think it's because the consumer's starting to warm back up and there's pent-up demand?
I think it's a pent-up demand. You know, we do several seminars with them, and one we focused on predictions we've gotten from all the major mills that give us predictions of Department of Commerce, Harvard's housing study, several large firms that give us their financial forecasts. And those forecasts are mirroring a turnaround because of existing home sales, the GDP's starting to track back up, and even new home starts have been tracking up slightly. They think it's because of that and the huge, huge pent-up demand where people have put out those purchases from those existing homes and stuff.
Okay. And as we look at the meeting that you had down there, give us some of the highlights of what you presented. Give us a little bit of that experience.
Well, the highlight of the meeting, our theme was lead and succeed, and it was tied around the Olympics, and we had a gold medal and a lot of gold medal, silver medal presentations. And it was how do we step up during these tough times and lead and succeed as a group in our stores and in our daily lives and everything else. So a lot of the programs are built around that. We had three seminars on business efficiencies. We had a former Walmart executive talk about the 10 steps of improving your store and retailing. Ron Dunn, my partner, he did a seminar on lead and succeed where he had surveyed 50 of our members and basically did a best practices on margins, on sales, and tying sales into marketing plans and advertising and et cetera, so forth. And then we had a lot of sessions on getting into new businesses, cleaning business, healthcare business, things like that that some of the dealers hadn't been into. And we had turnkey operations by our suppliers or how they could get into those kind of businesses at a lower cost. A lot of networking. Our group is built strongly on networking and, you know, getting small groups together and discussing things like that. Suppliers, the interesting thing about the convention hall day was suppliers sold a lot of goods, you know, about 50% more than last year.
That's
and,
good.
You know, as far as rolls and pallets, mm-hmm. So they were very upbeat. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people feeling that pent-up demand out there were stocking back up.
Yeah. Well, let's back up just a little bit, because when it comes to the various groups that are out there, retailers, you're, I guess, one of the more entrepreneurial. You came along a little bit later. I think you were founded in 96. Both you and Ron were former Mohawk executives. And
that's correct.
And one of the things that separates you guys is that you understand that retailers are entrepreneurs, and so you let people have their own basic identity, but you just bring them the tools they need to be more successful. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, that's correct. We call ourselves, you know, maintaining your independence, where we're a resource group for them, and we don't dictate what they do, et cetera, so forth. Like in the early days, a lot of them didn't have signs up. Now 90% of the dealers have Carpets Plus Color Tile signs up at their own pace. Almost all the new stores do.
But that's voluntary. You don't dictate that, right?
No. We don't dictate that. We don't really dictate anything to them. We like to have them have a minimum amount of purchases with our suppliers, and they all exceed that pretty easily. Marketing and merchandising-wise, we think we set ourselves apart. And again, that's not mandatory, but most of the dealers take on the programs. And we were first out there with the EcoChoice Green private label program, and we extended that this year with some more offerings. We were had a huge soft launch last year. Soft is big with Ultra Touch, and that's our number one selling line right now. We extended that brand this year, so that went over big. But we have our extensive member back room, too, where they can track their sales and get the latest industry updates and et cetera, so forth. And,
One of the things you did when you formed this organization, since it was a little bit later and there were other groups out there, I mean, you actually interviewed retailers that were out there that hadn't joined a group, asked them what it was that had kept them from joining a group, and then kind of made sure that you didn't have the problems that they saw with the other groups. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
And a lot of that was from our extensive mill background. I had worked for fiber suppliers and mills for 30 years, and we started the group, and Ron was in the 20s, and we knew the pluses and minuses. And we wanted to make it a win-win. We explained to the detailers that the suppliers had to win, too. And, you know, that it had to be good for both, for everybody, and that's the kind of core group that we have, and the suppliers, they understand that mentality also.
You know, the consensus out there right now is, and the people I've talked to, is that during this recession, which is, you know, the worst economic depression we've seen in 70 years, that the number of flooring retailers has gone from probably around 14,000 down to about 12,000, which is about a 14% drop, and there's still probably some more that are just barely hanging on that might not make the recovery. But when you look at your membership numbers, you guys have maintained a nice, strong level of membership, haven't you?
Yes, we have. In fact, we had our biggest sign-up year we've ever had in the last year. We've got our dedicated sales force, and we came out with some streamlined programs, and we found that, you know, the easier you could get into a group and understand the feelings of a group, the better off it would be. And we signed up 40-some stores last year, and, you know, that far exceeded any losses we had. And so, yeah, we dramatically grew the group last year, and this year we've actually, even though we're only, you know, into the first couple of weeks of March, we've actually signed up 15 dealers already this year.
All right.
We're on a definite growth pattern.
That's fantastic. So, John, as you look at the performance, you say, you know, the tone's been upbeat. How are the? I'm sure you get to be able to track the numbers. Are you seeing actual increases in unit volume amongst your members?
Yes, we are. In fact, January and February, we were up over last year, up over 5% in meal purchases, and that probably translates into, you know, 7-10% in retail. And yeah, we're seeing a definite trend upward.
All right, great.
So it's very positive.
Oh, good, John. Well, I appreciate you being with us. Been talking to John Logue, who's co-CEO with Alliance Flooring, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.